I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon, cold and cloudy and rainy and dreary. And John Reed's going to be along at 4:35. He's our ray of sunshine. All right, maybe not a ray of sunshine, but he's a pretty good guy, and I always love chatting with John and finding out what is going on. Here we are, less than a week away. By the way, John is doing this evening a big town hall. Designed for undecided voters. There's still, I think I saw 7%. John, I know we'll have the numbers. I think, again, don't quote me on, I think I saw it said about 7% of voters were still on the fence. Okay. Taking a look at more stuff coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, on the issue of data centers. Now, you and I have chatted about this in the past, and I don't know that there were all that many people who were upset in the past, because for the most part, we were thinking, well, it's in Loudoun. And yeah, I certainly have a good chunk of folks in Loudoun who are listening. I count the sheriff and lieutenant colonel out there amongst those listeners, but that's besides the point. There are great people in Loudoun who are part of this program. But we're now getting closer and closer and closer into our core here, right? Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover, Goochland, Powhatan. Now, all of a sudden, people are paying a lot of attention. This stuff is just sort of creeping right down 95. At the moment, it is Goochland, which is sort of in the spotlight here, because coming up a week from today, there's going to be a vote by the Goochland County Board of Supervisors to expand this technology overlay district of theirs, which is fundamentally West Creek and environs, and add an additional 900 acres, which will now put data centers about 50 feet away from the backyards of people who purchased homes in a 55-plus community called Mosaic and a few other places out there. Now, my question to you is, what are you thinking on this? Is it simply NIMBY? Hey, we need the data centers. I just don't want them in my backyard. Or is it, well, don't we have industrial areas anyway? Can't we say you put these in industrial areas and as part of the zoning approval, you've got to do the appropriate planting and decoration and the rest of it? As I understand it, data centers, in many cases, look like office buildings or warehouses. Don't we have rules on that? I mean, I drive down roads all the time and I see office plazas and warehouses. If it's in a thoroughly industrial area, I expect to see those things. If it's, I hate the mixed use stuff where you could have, no offense to the auto garages, because I love working on cars and I love the guys that own and operate them, but I don't want them right next to my house, right? I want to have to drive to them at least a couple of minutes. But sometimes you get these mixed use areas where people can do that. And in other cases, you have your zoning board, your board of soups, whoever it is, zoning and planning and zoning, planning, zoning and planning, I don't know, whatever it is. And Rush used to have the Department of Redundancy Department. you got to cover them up a little bit, right? Don't you have to worry about sound? Don't you have to worry about visual? So I'm taking a look again here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. P in Hanover says, hey Jeff, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need the economic opportunities data centers bring, and the increased need for generating data is growing rapidly. We want it, just not in my backyard. So where should they go? Great question. That's kind of what we're trying to figure out here. 804 says AI-fueled economic growth is the one thing that will get us out of our huge hole, and you need data centers, okay? Y'all need to quit your belly aching. Well, I'm not belly aching at all. I'm just asking a couple of questions here. 804, Jeff, I'm a third-generation Goochland resident. I live in the eastern end of Goochland, and this technology overlay district is a bad idea. Board of Supes is being fooled by big business promises. They will ruin the lives in the immediate neighborhoods as well as our water sources. They need to delay this decision to allow for proper investigation, and they need to listen to resident input. Dave says, Jeff, the vote is Thursday. I apologize. I said it's Wednesday. It's Thursday. The vote is Thursday, November the 6th. It impacts many neighborhoods other than Mosaic. Reader's Branch is mainly 55 plus, and the data centers will be 50 feet from our backyards. Wow. Jeff, data centers provide almost zero jobs after completion. All right. What are the supervisors getting? Have they been paid off? I don't know anything more than what I'm asking you here. 804, Jeff, I hope all these dummies complaining about data centers realize that it's vital for AI, which is going to drive the economy for the next 20 years. Okay. Jeff, with all of the growth in Goochland, people need to make their opinions known. Email them. Respectfully demand answers. To the current supervisors, we know you already made your decisions without input from your constituents. People are waking up, and you'd better be paying attention. All right, I'm just putting it out there for you. Yep, there you go. Ann from RVA says, hey, Jeff, there are loads of data centers in Culpeper County, too. Solar farms are equally as bad in Louisa. And that has severely impacted farms and the environment nearby. All right. There is, in fact, a petition, and somebody sent me the link for it over on, SurveyMonkey. So what I will do, I will take that link, I will post it so that you can read what it is, and then if you you want to get involved with it, then by all means, you can do so, okay? We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon. And what did I promise to do for you? I promised to give you a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's coming to JPJ, John Paul Jones Arena, out there in Charlottesville. He's going to be there November the 12th. And I want to make it easy. Why? Because I'm just a nice guy. Germ, what caller do you feel like taking? You have any sense here? I mean, it's all on you. It's not like I have to do any of the heavy lifting. I'm just going to say something, and then people will follow my direction. But I want to make sure it's as easy for you as possible. All right. Well, I don't want to make it that easy, Germ. Come on, you actually have to answer the phone. Jeremy is proposing the idea that through his Vulcan mind meld abilities, he could just determine who the winner would be. And then, I guess, telepathically reach out and get you your tickets. I don't think I can do that. Sorry, Jerm. I mean, I trust you a bit, but not that much. How about caller number four? Four always seems like a nice winner, right? We'll do caller number four at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number four will get the tickets, And we will do that. No, not right now, Jeremy. I didn't mean to wake you up. I'm just getting ready to set the stage here. I want people to have their fingers ready.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready. Wow. Poor Jeremy's all nervous. We're going to do it now. Wow. All right. No, I know you're juggling, but put the puppies down and, you know, yeah. All right. All right. What the heck? You might as well do it now. Caller number 4, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 4, you will win a pair of tickets for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's coming to John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville on November the 12th. Again, it's caller number 4. Coming up at 4:35, John Reed is going to be here, former host of Richmond's Morning News. And now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I want to hear what's up with this teletown hall he is doing this evening. I also want to remind people, John was out earlier this week to go and visit with Tony and Miss Vivian and the whole gang over there at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street. John's a big Second Amendment guy. You make no mistake about that. And I had to run in there. I was picking something up. And I said, yeah, I'll absolutely I'll put on a sport coat so I look somewhat respectable. John is dressing better and better these days, by the way. Well, because he could very well be our lieutenant governor, which would be really, really cool. I said he's the former host of Richmond's Morning News. No, we've still got Richmond's Morning News, and we even have a current host, as you know. Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News, doing a great job. I pop up there on a pretty regular basis. We still have to arrange for Rich to appear on this show. He was scheduled the other day and he fell asleep. So, you know, we have two lists just like Santa, nice and naughty. He's still on the naughty list. But at some point, I am sure he will once again be on the nice list. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.